Also, by the way, happy late St. Patrick's Day. I know that was yesterday, but we actually are going to be talking a little bit about St. Patrick's Day in the folklore segment today. So make sure you stay tuned for that. That'll be around 8:45. News will be at around 8:30 as per usual. And let's get started with some music.
Follow me, set a long black dress on Halloween. If this is all just make-believe, it might not be real, but it's real to me. Let her in if you love her, son, it ain't no sin. Where she ends is where you begin. If you run, you'll run right back again. Take her long and she'll come on back with every dawn and drag your where you belong. And you'll wake up all alone on an old beat down dirt country road. And you'll call back the fire and snow, cause there ain't no other place to go. Need you like God needs the devil, honey. Someday soon this dust gonna settle. Come real quick and get inside my mind. Cause when I'm all f***ed up, I don't feel no pain. Won't you run to me, run through my veins. Baby, won't you come and get me high. I'm in love in a nightmare. Please don't wake me up, got a bad case of making bad luck. It's who I am, not who I was, but that's a lie. Boy, what can you do? I need someone and I need them soon. I called the doc and got new shoes, but all roads still lead back to you. I need you like God needs the devil, honey. Someday soon this dust gonna settle. Come real quick and get inside my mind. Cause when I'm off, don't feel no pain. Won't you run to me, run through my veins. Baby, won't you come and get me high. I said I need you like God needs the devil, honey. Someday soon the dust gonna settle. Come real quick, get inside my mind. Cause when I'm all f***ed up, don't feel no pain. Won't you run.
Yeah. it's open where you drove them west. I hope you can't be forgiven when the storms come wailing to the prisoner east and the gods come flying from the burning trees. And no one listens when you get on your knees. This time you won't be forgiven.
We've seen good men spoil, chained to their jobs like hounds. They work and sleep and work again. In the darkest nights they howl, and their cries are a warning to everyone following. No man should stand to work all of his days in hell. Nothing else.
You just heard The Hand That Feeds by the Queen. Blech. What was that? Okay, by the Crane Wives. I don't know what's going on with me today. Iron Alta by Chasing Abby, which, by the way, most of that song was actually in Gaelic, so getting very into the spirit today. Before that, we had Turtle Island by Renee Christine. And to start, we had Jonah Keegan, God Needs the Devil. So we have a lot of good music coming up, and we also have your news segment up next, but right now, we have a quick PSA. There's nothing like laying down on a fresh set of newly washed linens, am I right? It's warm, smells great, and feels right. In the winter months, it can be especially nice to lay in bed and stay warm. And you should be doing it cleanly. People of all ages can sometimes forget to change their sheets or wash them frequently, especially those of us that are in college and forget that it's been 3 months since we last washed for bedding. It can be hard to remember or very inconvenient if you only have one set, but experts say you should be washing your sheets at least every 1 to 2 weeks, and there's no harm in doing it more. Washing bedding will get rid of lots of bacteria, dead skin, and dust mites that may be there and can also make your sleep experience all around more enjoyable. Don't forget your pillowcases too. This is a message from your Sleep Like a Baby DJs here at WRAV 90.1 FM Burlington. This was partially for myself because I do need to wash my sheets. Also, like, side note, but one of my plushies went missing over break. I genuinely cannot find it. Like, I don't know what happened or, like, where it went. Like, I'm desperately trying to find this thing because, like, it's one of those, like, heating pad type things. So it's, like, filled with, like, stuff you can put it in the microwave. So I have a microwavable plushie and it's missing. And I'm losing my mind about it because, like, if you know me, you know I get nauseous all the time. I'm actually playing my favorite game right now. Like, what's making me nauseous? Is it caffeine, mold, or just being at UVM in general? So I'm, like, trying to find that to help deal with that. And I tore my bed up looking for it yesterday, but I took a 3 hour nap. So I'm doing great. I don't know why you guys think I'm not doing great. I'm doing amazing. But you know what else is amazing? The music I have today. So next up, we have Rocky Road to Dublin from the hit and now critically acclaimed movie Sinners. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that after this too. So stick around for news and my opinion on Sinners.
Give me back my heart, you wingless thing. Think of all the horrors that I promised you I'd bring. I promise you I'll sing one every time you passed your fingers through my hair and call me child. Witness me, you'll back. Three things I pray that I might understand as best I can how all I was, could be, will be, still am, by God still am. Fret not, dear heart, let not them hear the mutterings of all your fears, the flutterings of all your wings. Welcome to the storm. I promise.
remember me, I sing.
The corn and leave where I was born. I cut a stout black thorn for to banish ghosts and goblins. A brand new pair of brogues to rattle over the box and frightened all the dogs on the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Well, in the merry month of May, from me home I started, left the girls of Tuam, were nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, my grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut a stout black thorn to banish ghosts and goblins, brand new pair of brogues, rattling over the bogs and frightened all the dogs on the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hut the hare and turn her down the rocky road and all the way to Dublin, whack for lullida.
In Mullingar that night I rested limbs so weary, started by daylight next morning bright and airy, took a drop of the beer to keep me heart from singing, that's the Paddy's cure, whatever he's on for drinking, to hear the lassie smile, laughing all the while at me curious style, could set your heart a bubble and ask me was I hard, wages I required till I was almost tired of the rocky road to Dublin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hug the hair and turn her down the rocky road and all the way to Dublin, what for lullida.
To rave, I thought it such a pity to be so soon deprived a view of that fine city. Then I took a straw, all among the quality bundle it was stole. In a neat locality, something crossed me mind. When I looked behind a bundle, could I find upon me stick a wobble inquiring for the road?
still grows in the cracks when it rains. Paint over the past, build it high and never fall. Under magnolia leaves, I felt the pain she told me of. These embers to remember. Summer down in Georgia.
Just heard Monrovia, Somewhere Down in Georgia, Jack O'Connell with Rocky Road to Dublin from Sinners, and The Amazing Devil, The Whore and The Wild to start this set. So, I don't know, I'm kind of sighing, like, I think I'm going to start with news today, like, as per usual. So I'm going to start with news, and then I'm going to talk about Sinners. So, according to my Champlain Valley, health officials are investigating an E. coli outbreak linked to raw cheese sold in Florida. So if you have any raw farm brand and cheese, I guess, like, probably just throw it out. Like, who would have thought skipping pasteurization has consequences? I thought we figured this out. Okay. Sometimes when I open the news, I just, you know. But the reason I'm looking into this is, so I wasn't originally looking for this. Like, my Champlain Valley usually isn't the news source I start with. So usually I'm, like, checking 7 days in the Cynic first. But, like, I've just been hearing some rumors going around, so, like, I'm kind of, like, curious. So, like, I'd keep my eye on this case because it sounds like, from just, like, what I'm hearing around campus, that, like, there might be some other issues, like, there might be other places sourcing it, so just, like, be careful for a bit. This is just my opinion, I guess. Like, I'm not trying to fearmonger or anything, just, like, pay attention to this news story. Like, it seems like we're probably going to be seeing this a lot more, especially with, like, the recent push in raw milk and non-pasteurized dairy products, which, like, that's just insane to me. Like, y'all are wild for that. But on the topic for dairy, The Cynic has a story from February 27th on the migrant labor behind Vermont's dairy industry, which is, like, I mean, think about it. What are our main exports? Is it an export if it's a state? I'm getting into technicalities. But Ben & Jerry's ice cream and cabbage cheese, like, this industry generates $5.4 billion annually, and you can read the full story on The Cynic. So, there's also the... So if you were here over break, you probably saw this going down live. But in South Burlington, there was an ice raid, essentially. So ICE was raiding this house, which had a bunch of people in it, like, not even just the person they were, like, I guess, looking for is a, it's there's no good way to say it, essentially. Like, it's just not good. So, there was Vat Raid in South Burlington, and I believe it shut down Dorset Street, I want to say, but I could be wrong. I'm, like, looking at the story trying to see it. So, there's just been a lot of updates with that recently. Hey, so, I hope everyone is safe. In a more lighthearted updates, we have Exposure tonight with Portier. Yeah, I think that's how you pronounce that. So make sure you tune in 6 to 8. That'll be right here on WRV 90.1 FM Burlington. And this Friday, Dwight and Nicole will be playing their album release at Higher Ground. And by the way, my interview with them is going live today at noon, so make sure you tune in for that 12 to 1. You can hear all sorts of fun tidbits about it. And if you heard the initial interview on that Sunday before break, you'll know that I got cut short by a gas leak. So, yeah, we talk a little bit about that. So if you want more insights on the Davis Center gas leak from before break, make sure you tune in. Now, for your weather today, I was very much surprised by it. Like, the weather caught me off guard today, like, full disclosure. Because, like, here's the thing. During break, it had allegedly been super nice. Like, amazing, beautiful, sunny weather. And Monday, it was also pretty nice. Like, I went for an hour-long walk and ended up at Salmon Hole, I think, which was, like, that was a cool place to end up. Like, I definitely want to go back there sometime. But today's weather, it is 16 degrees right now, with a high of 29. Ugh. We had a high of 60 yesterday. This is ridiculous. You can expect a little sun between 9 and 11, but it is going to be mostly cloudy and then just clouds for the rest of the day. Tomorrow, though, we can expect a low of 26 and a high of 40. Even on Friday, it looks like we might get hail. Great. I love March weather. I look outside today, I'm like, is that snow? That has to be, it's snow. It's snow. I don't know when it snowed. I don't know how it snowed, but it snowed. So, I know I chose to come to Vermont, but, like, weather like this makes me question it sometimes. Like, ugh. Decisions have been made, and were they good ones? Debatable. Highly, highly debatable. Yeah, so. But, moving into what else I was talking about, actually, you know what? I'm going to talk about Sinners during the folklore segment, actually, because, like, there's just a lot to get into with that. So let's start with the next set and 13 Moons with Emma Cook, which is also new music, which I think y'all will enjoy, so. Months away and before.
through it all.
Never leave. till I die. My body's really like that fine.
You just heard The Bog Bodies Dorm Demo by Rabbitology, and by the way, I think we're supposed to be getting the official studio-produced version of The Bog Bodies soon, so I will update you guys on that. Before that, we had Ella Red with Parasite, and to start, we had Emma Cook with 13 Moons from her new album. So, I'm gonna talk about Sinners. I've been edging it all morning, so I gotta just say it at this point. So I watched Sinners over break. And I had really high expectations for this movie because my ex, who was, a big film nerd, would not stop talking about it. It was, 4 a.m. after prom, and he was like, you guys want to see Sinners? I was like, dude, I have work at 9 a.m. No. We broke up for unrelated reasons. That would have been really funny if that was why. Your movie rec was so bad, we're over. No. So, basically, I watched Sinners. And I thought it was good. It's a very beautiful movie. What was this? Color grading in my Hollywood movie. it was a good movie. I liked it. Do I think it was an absolute insane, I'm going to compare this to Del Toro's Frankenstein because that's the most recent movie I watched, and they're also they're both gothic. Obviously gothic in different ways, but, I don't think Sinners, held up, though. Kind of the third act, that kind of, really broke down quick. I feel like there should have been, more kind of elaboration on, what exactly the vampires were doing, what was going on with that. I genuinely think that, the first two acts were the best with that. I think it kind of started to break down after, some of the guitar scenes, when Sammy was playing. So that was a cool scene, though. That was really cool. I think it peaked for me when the vampires first showed up and it looked like the building was burning down. That was the coolest part for me. Also, sorry if you haven't seen Sinners, but at this point, I think it's fair game. So it was good. I don't know if I'd watch it again, but, it was good. I think the third act was just really rough and I did not like the ending. I'm not saying it wasn't a good ending, I'm just saying I don't think it fit that well thematically, and it kind of felt like it belonged to a different movie. And honestly, for a movie with, such a simple plot on the surface, it was really hard to understand to an extent. It kind of, got messy. I think it might have been an issue of, too many characters. Honestly, I wonder if it would have been better if they, cut down on the amount of characters and kind of, or, I guess, like, spread out some of the stuff. Like, it's, like, I have very specific issues with it, and I'm trying to think of a good way to put them into words. But, like, overall, good movie. But what I do want to talk about is the folklore in it, because with how much they mentioned the devil, I was surprised the man himself didn't show. So, obviously, there was a lot of Southern Gothic folklore, like, it's not mid-century. Mid-century is not the word I want to use for this. You know, it would be nice if I could talk. You know, that would be great. But one of the things I noticed was, like, there's a lot of references to the Crossroad Legends, which is basically this myth about a blues musician who went out to the crossroads one night and sold his soul to the devil. And he was such a good blues player after that, like, insane, so good. So, but one day, he died tragically, because, you know, that's what happens when you make deals with the devil. Bad things happen, like, good for a bit, then things go bad. So, it's, like, obviously with, like, how much Sammy mentions the devil and, like, how he's a blues player, like, obviously, there is that influence. There was also, like, obviously the vampiric influence on everything, because, you know, Remnick was a vampire. I think was is for to use in this situation, yeah. So, I actually really liked the use of vampires. Like, I thought it was good. I kind of feel like, to an extent, they were a little underutilized, but, you know, that's just me. So, there's also, like, one of the things that Annie does, who's one of the characters, is she calls him Haints initially. Generally, when, like, I've seen forward Haint use, it's been in reference to Haint Blue, which is, like, a color, it's a, this blue paint color that you will generally see on balconies and porches and, like, anything that has, like, a roof over it. It's supposed to be the sky blue color, and it's meant to, like, confuse evil spirits or Haints. And these actually come from Southern folklore and Gullah Geechee tradition, so it's like one of those things that just kind of like got mixed in over time. Like, obviously folklore is the study of humans and stuff, and like when you're dealing with stories that aren't written down and are just like spoken, obviously things are going to change, which, like, I thought most of the time, like, Sinners did do that really well. So, to cut my rambling short, I really liked the use of folklore. Like, I thought the use of Southern Gothic elements was amazing. Cinematography and color grading, 10 out of 10, loved it. Plot, eh. Like, it's a good movie. Was it great? I feel like it got overhyped me to an extent, like, so, you know. Anyways, for our last set today, we're going to be starting out with Prey Birds, the Watch version, with Rabbitology and Sparkbird. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the last couple songs we have for you today.
Birds of prey spiral around my head. They hear sounds of your birth. They call visions of death. I've watched it happen again and again. Haunted by a thousand kind beginnings and a thousand bloody ends, I shouldn't play with fate. But what if once I could make you safe? So why I think you're the only, cause your shadows on the road when you are buried in your past as bones. The truth is in the sky, but my pity fell, let's open my heart, let's change the time. If you just look up, it could be a sky. I'm the dying
highest ridge in the thunder's crash. I will bear my scars to the lightning's lash. I will kneel at the sound of a violent cry, and I'll kiss every sword that I'm conquered by. Your breath heaves down my neck, wrestling me away, but you're too late, my body rests. Dagger in chest, the heart in my hand strips as my soul crawls from splintered ribs to eclipse your head and beg again.
For revenge.
Oh, you may think you're alone if you hide from the shadows. You can bury bones but not the souls. The turret suns in the sky will be the light to push your heart in my blank and pitiless eyes. Every death brings a burn to this wretched fall. Forever tethered to your lap because you'll only watch catastrophe repeat until you look at me. So what you think you're when you kiss your shadows on the road where you're buried in your past is my look at me.
There's no other option. It's not even important. It's not even important.
And you just heard Straight From My Head, Do It by Cave Town. And before that, we had Prey Birds, the Watch version by Rabbitology and Sparkbird. So, this is the end of my show today. Hey, I hope you all enjoyed, and if you want to argue with me about my opinions on sinners, my Instagram is at @DJ_IOMOTH. So, at @DJ_IOMOTH. Feel free to follow me, shoot me a message. And if you want to argue about sinners, go ahead, because I have other opinions on it too, so. Or just talk with me about gothic movies in general, because I am looking forward to the new Bride movie that's coming out, even though allegedly the director has not read Frankenstein. So, do I think you have to read Frankenstein to do a retelling of Frankenstein's Bride? Eh. So, we'll see how that goes. I'm cautiously optimistic about that, but I will keep you all updated about all the new movies that are coming out and all my opinions on things, because that's, why else would I be on the radio? Well, that is going to do it for my show today, but stay tuned later tonight. There will be Exposure, 6 to 8 p.m., and 12 to 1, my interview with Dwight and Nicole will be live, so make sure you tune in for that. That should be around lunch break, so if you want to hear some great stories about their show this Friday, definitely tune in. But, while that said, thank you for joining me, and stay tuned for more music on your better alternative, WREV.